Okay. All right, we're going to call this meeting to order for the Sansbury Park Improvement District this November 18th, 2025. Time is 4:01 p.m. First item on the agenda is consider and approve the 2025 certified election results. And we'll have Marilyn take it from here for a second.
Make a motion to have Jody Coffin, treasurer, sign the canvas on behalf of Jake Coyne.
Okay, let's hear a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve Jody Coffin to participate and sign canvas on behalf of trustee Jake Clegg attending.
I second that motion.
We have a motion, I have a second. Those in favor, Brock?
Aye.
Aye.
Clegg, Jake, aye. Neil, aye. That motion passes.
All right, we're going to open this canvas, and there's quite a bit of stuff to read, so bear with me. The candidate's name as listed on the ballot. So we have Brian L. Mansell, Neil F. Smart, and Judy K. Desmond. And we state for the record that it's for office of trustee. The canvas report shall include a standardized statistic form provided by the county. Twilla County and Tracy Shaw was our election clerk, and she gave me some data to read. However, the data that she gave me is for all of the Twilla County, and I asked her about that, and she said that the lieutenant governor said that that's okay to not read all the data for Stansbury Park. However, I want for the record to have our jurisdiction totals. So I'll read those first, and then to satisfy the law, the standardized canvas statistic report, I'll go through all of that. It'll take a little bit to read, but it's now required by law. It's a new requirement they made October 15th this year to go through this for the canvas, and the canvas is just merely a formality to certify the election that the county has already ran and totaled up their numbers. So the number for Sansbury Park Improvement District board election, November 4th, 2025. Registered voters, 7,677. Ballots cast, 1,774. Okay, and so it's for Board of Trustees. There's two seats for the two highest voters, four-year term. Judy K. Desmond, 954 votes. Brian L. Mansell, 935 votes. Neil F. Smart, 843 votes. For total votes cast, 2,732. Okay, on this colored sheet, that standardized canvas statistical report from Twilla County, Section 1, active voters and turnout. 32.5% voter turnout, 32.5% proportion of active voters the same day registrations who cast counted ballots. Active voters, use the number given on the Friday before the election, 36,625. Total ballots counted, 11,903. Mail ballots counted, 11,509. In-person early voting period ballots counted, 40. In-person election day ballots counted, 305. Disability ballots counted, returned electronically, 5. UCAVA, and that's the overseas uniformed voters, ballots counted, returned electronically is 30. Provisional ballots counted, 14. Emergency ballots counted, 0. Vote histories given, or on Section 3, vote history reconciliation, 11,904. Does total ballots counted match the number of voters given vote history in VISTA? No. If no, what is the difference? Surplus vote histories, if no, provide an explanation below. There was one that was off due to the primary ballot being returned in a general election envelope. Okay, Section 4, provisional ballot statistics. Provisional ballot issued, 16. Provisional ballots counted, 14. Total provisional ballots not counted, 2. Already voted, 0. Insufficient ID, 0. Residency, 1. Incomplete form, 1. And other, 0. Percentage of provisionals that were counted, 87.5%. Number of provisional ballots that were the same day registration, 15. Section 5, by mail ballot statistics. Total challenge curable ballots, number of voters sent a cure notice, 60. Total rejected ballots that were curable but not cured, 29. Envelopes with a signature that does not match the voter's signature, 23. Unsigned envelopes, 6. Ballots challenged for other curable reasons, 0. Percentage of curable ballots not cured, 48.3%. Number of ballots where the voters submitted a disability affidavit, 0. Total rejected non-provisional ballots that could not legally be cured, 17. Returned after the received by deadline, 2. Rejected for other non-curable reasons, 15. Percentage of ballots returned as undeliverable, 1.9%. And this is certified by Tracy Shaw, Tulare County Election Clerk. Okay. And so the results, the official results are the two highest is Judy K. Desmond and Brian L. Mansell that were elected to the Board of Trustees. They'll begin their duties in January. We usually swear them in at that time, but they gave me a certificate of election. I could go ahead and sign and give it to them now, and we usually do the swearing in January, so we'll do that then, right? Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I need a motion to approve the 2025 certified election results.
I will make a motion to approve the certified 2025 election results.
Have a motion. Do I have a second?
I second that motion.
Those in favor, Brock?
Aye.
Those
in favor, aye.
Neil, aye. All right, item number 3 is Craig Smith, annexation request and approval for one water and 2 sewer stubs, 1 sewer connection for an existing residence, and a water and a sewer connection for a possible future auxiliary dwelling unit. We've talked about this in our last meeting, so I'll entertain a motion to pass or approve Craig Smith's annexation request.
Yeah, I'll make
so a, moved.
So moved.
I have a motion and I have a second. All those in favor, Jake?
Both
aye.
One of you needs to second.
I will
he
second
did.
That.
Okay, I thought
yeah.
you said just so.
Yep,
moved.
Yep. So, and that's an aye from me as well, Cammy.
And you have notes from our discussion with Craig about that, right?
From and last
the last meeting.
Yeah, from the last meeting.
Yeah. We'll have you sign there.
Item number 4, update on the wastewater treatment and related facilities.
We are in the process of putting out for bid 3 test wells for our wastewater treatment RIV application to the Department of Environmental Quality. In order to use our rapid infiltration basin, they need proof that we're not degrading the existing groundwater. So these wells will be sunk 30 feet deep, and then we have to have a monitoring schedule of upwards of 3 years, potentially, and several months apart between each test. And so we're in the process of doing that. Also along that process, we are preparing for bidding from our sewer master plan and our capital impact fee facilities plan. Sewer line upsize project that is identified in that plan in Village Boulevard. We're in the process of doing that. We're also in the process of looking at upgrading our headworks channels from 1.5 to 3.5 million gallons a day for ultimate build out. And so we're looking at different alternatives. The channels right now aren't sized for 3.5. So in order to get 3.5 million, we need to modify the channels. And we're talking with different vendors. We met with one last week that is putting forward some proposals. And in addition to that, we are also in the process of meeting with LRB Public Finance to work on our updated impact fee schedule on the sewer side and how that affects Ochre Point as well. In their finances. Anything you want to add?
No, just well three as well.
We aren't, yeah. So that's not on, on the wastewater, but we are in the process of working on our well three. When the budget gets, we can maybe talk about that. But
okay.
Other than that, do you have any questions about anything on that?
No.
Jake?
So, sorry, I just heard about well three. I just want to make sure I understand which one that one is. Is that the one in front of Holiday Oil to bring it up to the same elevation as the Questar launching station, Brett?
Yes.
Okay. And that is proposed for next year, right?
Correct. And that'll be discussed in the budget portion of the meeting if you want more information.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thanks. Okay.
You bet.
All right. Is that it for number? You good there then, everyone? Let's move on to item number five, review the 2026 tentative budget.
Let's see here. Let's cover some capital projects. That we have slated. On the back page, we have, we talked about 60,000, well, we put in the budget $60,000 for the monitoring wells at the lagoons, the three monitoring wells that we discussed. As far as other capital projects or upgrades, I've got money in the budget to crack seal our parking lot here and to restripe it. And then over at 10 Plaza, towards the street, put money in the budget to get new asphalt halfway across to the chain link fence that covers our portion of that parking lot. We discussed briefly about the storm drain line at 25 Lakeview. I'm still in the process of working through a legal opinion on that. We've been advised to contact our insurance provider first and contact their legal hotline to see if, in fact, we're opening ourselves up for additional liability if we do something there. So that's, but tentatively we have money in the budget, $20,000 for that. And then we have $500,000 into raising the grade and rebuilding the pump house at on well three, okay, which Jake mentioned. That's just north of Holiday Oil. And that we were looking at well five this year, project that we didn't get done. That was to finish putting the decorative rock around the asphalt at well five. So I just carried that over into the 2026 budget from this year. I have money in there for the potential future office property of 4 acres over at the gravel pit that's been discussed for several years. And then lastly, on the system construction, $600,000 to replace the 12-inch sewer line in Lanyard Lane to our Dennis, and that'll be paid out of impact fees. So those are the major capital projects that we have in the budget. We discussed last meeting as well, but if you have any questions or
I looked through comments. This on what you'd already emailed out. I didn't have anything that stood out to me as abnormal or different than what we've discussed and what we've chatted about in previous meetings. So,
yeah, sounds good.
Jake?
No, I don't have any additional questions. Thank you.
All right. At this time, we'll open it up for any public comment. We have our future. Oh, go ahead. We'll approve it on number 7.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yep, that's right.
So,
yep.
But we're going to open it up for public comment
yep,
on
thank
that first.
You. Yeah, my mistake.
So we do have a future board member here, Judy Desmond, in attendance as our only person from the public right now, other than office employees that are here as well. Do you have anything you'd like to comment, Judy, at this point? Okay. Seeing as that we have no public comment, we'll move on to item number 7, which is approve the 2026 tentative budget. I'll entertain a motion.
Yeah, is that total? back here, is that on that last sheet we're looking at?
Yes.
So that the budget would be?
So the total income is in green and the total expense is in red.
So state both of those?
Sure.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the 2026 tentative budget of a total expense sum of $5,636,864, a total income amount of $11,140,007 even.
I have a motion, need a second?
I second that motion.
All in favor, Jake?
Aye.
Neil, aye. Brock?
Aye.
All right, motion passes. Item number 8, approve minutes from the October 21st, 2025 meeting.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from October. I forgot the date already, Neil.
October 21st, 2025.
October 21st, 2025.
I have a motion. Need a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor, Jake? Aye.
Aye.
Brock?
Aye.
Neil, aye. That passes. And manager's operation report. Brett, seems like we've talked about some of the stuff you had on your report already, but what else do you want to touch on that?
For the well 5 unit that needs to be replaced, he's scheduled tomorrow to come and replace that part that got hot and overheated. So that's an update on the well 5 issue.
And so we had the filters for that, so have they got to relook at the harmonics on that, or what's...
Yeah, so the harmonics were designed in the variable frequency drive.
Yeah.
That will ramp the well up slow, or and we can pump it at different speeds.
Sure.
And so it was designed wrong in the engineering. So what needs to happen is it needs to be reprogrammed, get it off of the variable frequency drive program, put it into the PLC program. So when the generator kicks on, it drops it out of the loop,
right.
And then it'll.
Is any of that passed on because it was done wrong at the beginning? Passed on back, or is it all?
Unfortunately, it's past the 1-year warranty, and so that's our cost.
Okay. Anybody have questions on the manager's report or further comment? All right. Item number 10, approve financials and warrants. And since you don't have any in front of you, Jake, we're going to take care of that on our end. I'll entertain a motion on that. I've gone through and looked at it. I didn't see anything that was different than what was on there, other than see what was highlighted in green has been added. So.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the financials and warrants dated through 11/18/2025 for a total of $112,277.27.
Have a motion, need a second?
I second that.
All right, all in favor, Jake?
Aye.
Brock?
Aye.
Neil, aye. Motion passes. Anything from public comment or petitions that we need to be aware of?
I don't have anything at this time.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn our meeting.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Jake, for calling in. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All see right. You, Jake.
Meeting is adjourned at 4:20.
Yeah, make it to your party.
Yeah, I know. How about that? Good job. Wait, I'm going to try and get out of here.
Just so you know, they don't all go this fast. That was a record, so. Yeah.
It sounded good to me.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, good luck to you. Thanks.
Hey, Marilyn, do you have the official form that these guys need to sign?
We signed them already, I think.
Yeah, we got them on the canvas.
Oh.
Yep, I think they're good.
Man, thanks, Marilyn. You guys are multitaskers.
Yeah. We are. You're going to have to train a whole new board here pretty soon.
Yeah, I know it.
We're like on autopilot now. And